Not long ago, New York Magazine had a clever, to-the-point headline that read, "If you think flying sucks, try renting a car." From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Like most businesses related to travel, rental car companies suffered the last 18 months. To stay afloat, they sold a lot of their cars and they didn't buy any new ones. So prices are high and the quality and cleanliness of cars might not be what renters have come to expect. There have been news reports of people renting U-Haul trucks to beat the price of rental cars. But you do have options. Avoid renting at airports where surcharges build the price. Rent from urban or suburban locations, if you can. Try discount rental websites such as rentalcars.com. I priced a one-day compact car rental at the LA airport in the middle of an August week. On rentalcars.com, it was $20 cheaper, but $60 less if you rented from Hertz's Santa Monica office. Even then, it was about $100 a day. Also check car sharing services online such as Turo that allow you to rent other people's cars. You're likely to save 50%. Or even taking Uber or Lyft taxis might be a good idea. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.